Well, I think easy to explain. We start the game very well. We score. I think what the tie was open. I think we play well today, with the right attitude and how you should be play football. And we concede only in one action that, in the way that we concede, that there was Harry Kane touched the ball and was on goal. I think in that moment they don't deserve to score because I think we were better. And then the second half, we were very brave because we played with 10 and we dominate the game. And we scored a great goal from Victor, 2-1. And in that moment we believe that was possible to score the third goal. And in an action that sometimes happened, we were a little bit sloppy because I think was the team, the effort was unbelievable. And we conceded the goal and the game was over. But like I told the player before, after the game, that is in the way that we always need to play and to show the right attitude from the beginning. We lose, but I think we play to win. And I think we feel very very disappointed because I think with the first leg was that the problem that we didn't play well. And in football, you pay always.
Mauricio, what have you said to Dele?
No, nothing. He's very disappointed. He's sad. In football happened, that situation is true, that he knows that he made a mistake because it wasn't off. But in football happened, and now he's trying to move on, improve, and that this is the situation that in the future we must avoid, no?
This time last year, Mauricio.
Sorry?
This time last year.
Yes.
Dele was lucky not to be sent off against Fiorentina. And you
yes.
Afterwards, he has to learn. How disappointed or angry are you?
Yes, but that is, I think, is different. It's not to justify him, but it was different action. I think it was wind up before because I think it was foul. If we watch 3 seconds before was an action that was clear foul. It's not to blame to the referee, but was foul. The action is coming very, it's coming from very, very, sorry, coming very soon, and bad tackle, and I think, and then deserve the send off the record. He knows, and but that is action about football that always can happen.
I take a question from Moose.
Everyone's hoping that Dele Alli can be a great player. Spurs fans are, and England fans are. How can you, after another red card tonight, how can you try and eradicate the Shins game?
Yes, but it's only 1 year and a half that he's playing in Tottenham, on Premier League. You know, and all that he achieved in a very short period is because he's special. He's a special player. He's a special, boy. He has unbelievable and very unbelievable personality and character. And for that, he's a great player. But in the same way, he is how he is, and because he's very passionate about. To play football and so that happens, that's actually, but it's not to, I think it's only an action about football that sometimes happens with different players. It's not now, it's time to give support him because he's very disappointed, he's very sad on the change of.
Let's take a question there.
Looking at the stats, Mauricio, we have 25 shots on goal tonight.
Yes.
Only 3 hit the target. So do you think finishing was the.
Yes, I think we. Make all to try to win. We make all that we miss on the last pass, on the where you must to be aggressive and clinical. And I think that was where today we show lack of quality in the last action, no? That is for that we feel disappointed. But and then I think we play well, and I am calm because I think the effort was fantastic. But it's true that we create a lot of chance, but we miss the last shoot, the last pass, the last action that can help us to go to the next round. No? That is that is difficult because you feel bad because you are disappointed. No, because we worked very hard to try to win the game, but on the end was 2-2.
Jerry.
Yes.
How much can the players recover mentally and physically?
Yes, it's key now to recover, you know, physical and mental. Sunday will arrive a team that is very fresh and is sure that they will be right and ready to fight against us. And now we need to move on and forget that competition and try to be focused on Sunday. And try to be ready to fight because the competition doesn't wait for you. The competition always push you into try to give your best. And now is not time to cry. It's time to move on. And tomorrow start to prepare the game again in Stock.
Okay, Alistair.
Maurizio, after the disappointments in Europe this season, how important, how crucial is it for Tottenham to get Champions League again next season for the club to continue to develop, for the players to use these experiences?
Yes, I think it's time for the club and for the player to improve. It's true that it's important always play European competition for the club. Always is important, but for us it's good to assess the squad and try to improve every season. It's true that we are all disappointed, but it's good for us to analyze, to try to see things, to try to improve next season and try to be a better team.
Okay, we'll take two more. One from Matt.
Yes.
I know you wanted to win tonight and you wanted to win the competition, but is it in some ways a blessing in disguise that you are out, it will free up some time?
Sorry.
Can this be, I know you wanted to win, but this also be a good thing for the rest of the season? You have more time?
Now, yes, I understand the question is, I feel very bad. I like to compete every 3 days. I like to compete. Now, we need to be positive. It's time to be positive and try to be focused now on Premier League and on the FA Cup. Now, the Europa League is on the pass. We cannot change that. And yes, now we'll regret a little bit that competition because I think the first leg was the problem. We didn't play well, and that is to I think that we'll regret in the next few weeks. But it's true that we need to move on and now to try to be ready for Sunday, and we cannot spend too much time into analyze what happened tonight.